USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several people being treated for injuries after they were slashed at a daycare center run out of a house in Queens, New York, early this morning. Police indicating there are at least six victims and a woman is in custody. The female suspect in her 50s was found hiding in the basement of the home with self-inflicted wounds to her wrist, according to police. They say none of the injuries is said to be life-threatening. No word on whether any of those injured were children. There's no motive known yet for why a 26-year-old woman shot and killed three people and wounded three others before killing herself at the Rite Aid Distribution Center in Aberdeen, Maryland yesterday. Harford County Executive Barry Glassman on the latest workplace shooting.
Which is becoming a too often occurrence, not only in Harford County, but in the country.
USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
The California woman who's accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her when they were teenagers will testify before a Senate committee if she's protected and the conditions are fair. That's what a lawyer for Christine Blasey Ford has told the Senate Judiciary Committee, telling the panel that Ford is willing to testify next Thursday. A hearing had been scheduled for Monday by the committee. Meanwhile, President Trump discusses his Supreme Court nominee at a Las Vegas rally last evening.
I'm not saying anything about anybody else, but I want to tell you that Brett Kavanaugh is one of the finest human beings you will ever have the privilege of knowing or meeting.
A student pilot accused of trying to steal an American Airlines passenger jet from a Florida airport yesterday. The 22-year-old hopped a barbed wire fence at Orlando Melbourne International. He was held by workers until police arrived. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The CDC's National Center for Health Statistics reporting death rates for Americans have increased in five of the 12 leading categories. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The report on mortality also examines when, why, and where Americans are dying. The latest figures show increases in five of the 12 leading causes, including injuries, Alzheimer's disease, suicide, chronic liver disease, as well as the life-threatening bloodstream poisoning condition known as septicemia. Another disturbing trend was the increase in the age-adjusted suicide rate, increasing by 23% from 2006 to 2016, up to 13.5 suicides for every 100,000. I'm John Clemens.
Officials in South Carolina say the worst flooding from Hurricane Florence in that state may be yet to come in some spots. Residents living near the South Carolina coast are preparing for a deluge of water as flooded rivers are starting to crest today there. North Carolina's rivers, well, most of them tended to crest yesterday. And starting today, you'll be able to freeze your credit for free. That's because Congress amended the Fair Credit Reporting Act to require reporting agencies to freeze reports for no charge after last year's massive data breach at Equifax. Financial experts say freezing your credit reports is the best way to protect against identity theft. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.